Podly Dum.
All the cycles.
Hey, and welcome to Podly Dum. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. I'm Alexander Price, and how do you make a hot dog gay and lesbian and free?
I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and when you bite down on the hot dog, you're supposed to be unexpected.
And I'm JDB Crump, and I put everything that would be at a cookout because I'm lovable.
And we're, of course, talking about Cycle 17, Episode 2, Ashley Simpson, or...
I don't know why that one's funnier to me than normal.
Or the girl who never cried so happy.
Oh my God. That's a good one, Alexander. And if you want to be a good one, you can go to anchor.fm/podlydum. One more time. That URL is anchor.fm/podlydum. And you can donate to sponsor our show. Again, nothing's ever behind a paywall. This is just you being nice. You stepping into your best self by giving us 99 cents a month or more. I'm so happy to be back, y'all, this episode. This is what I want. This is what Top Model All-Stars is to me. Dumb, start to finish.
I gotta read the Amazon description.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
As the tension mounts and catfights begin... alliances are made in the house between the women.
When? Why?
I mean, the fights. Sure. That happened.
Yeah. Not cat fights, though.
Alliances. Alliances.
Y'all, did a volcano erupt? Because the Isle of Previously is no more.
Gone.
Oh, yeah. Also, now's a good time to talk about the difference in editing for All-Stars, because... we now get commercial bumpers like it's a 90s, 80s cartoon where you get the sparkle sound effect in All-Stars. And by the way, the sparkle sound effect makes you think that there's animation.
No.
Post-production was let off of a leash. There is so much happening.
Post-production got a brand word too, and that was unhinged. Yeah.
The sound effects, there is a literal star wipe at one point that I will never get over.
I love it.
And we start the episode... going, do you remember the prizes?
Do you remember the prizes?
Did y'all hear that?
What? And we have to stitch together people's answers.
And also, we do one of my favorite things when people talk about interviewing fake water bottle microphones. Everyone gets a fake water bottle microphone. Everyone wants to interview ISIS.
And if you didn't know, now you know. We're getting makeovers because immediately makeover wrap.
Head wrap.
Some of them got the same ones.
Yeah.
Also, and I cannot wait to see if this is a trend that continues, on the digital art, every quote is credited.
Yes.
Including a credit we've never seen before because we get a quote from the fans.
Sure, Jan.
It's like a drawing. Gorgeous. Tyra. Superstar Nikki and gorgeous the fans.
And then Isis, I love her so much, goes, Jesus is my daddy. Okay. Referencing Walking on Water. So smart. So I love her. She's so cool.
Talking about editing, the sparkle wipe and sound effect every time we show their name in a talking head is already on my last nerve.
But the thing that really sent me, I don't even remember who it's talking about, but they're flashing back to the quote unquote live judging. And the Tyron says, last week.
Mere hours ago.
There's something about that that just destroyed me.
And Jalee says, Brittany went home. And I was like, oh, well.
Yep. Sheena immediately is like, fashion's pretty racist.
Who will not let the show forget.
And Shannon said, full-blown Sheena. Look at girly.
So I have two pieces of research because I don't know why this interaction just made something happen for me. So I wanted to look up who was the first Asian model to be on the cover of Italian Vogue. And it was in 2013, if I am correct. And it was Chinese model Fei Fei Sun.
Okay.
And who's also been in Calvin Klein, Valentino, yeah, Diesel, etc. As well as the covers of Chinese Vogue and Elle. And then I was like, full blown is something that my family says a lot. I want to know what the, like, etymology of that is. And it comes from the 1640s and 50s. And it was just talking about flower blossoms. And it was, yeah, I was full gonna say, bloom. I
think it is as like a rose. A full-blown, yep, rose is how I've most often heard that.
But I use it for it. Just full-blown was something like my mother said for anything. Like, this is the biggest. And it means, figuratively, complete and fully developed.
I can't leave too quickly the things that Alexandria has learned. I learned that a lot of people hate me, but I know a lot of people that love me and understand me because I'm a misunderstood star. And then we get the star wipe.
Just... that hair is still pretty wild.
Yeah, did they have a makeover episode just for Alexandria?
And then Tyra comes in an outfit that is not it.
Oh,
not it.
Suit is so bad.
Nude suit, loose tie, probably suspenders underneath.
Doesn't fit. It doesn't fit even doesn't a little fit. Bit.
Nope.
And at what all. Humiliating timing for the contestants. Like, Shannon literally is in a Lisa D shirt because, yes, everyone's just playing tradesies with, well, their costume.
And
closets.
Then Tyra, hello, chicas, get your butts in here. We, oh my God.
We've got like kitty cats and schoolgirls.
And then they don't really let them change.
Nope. Nope.
Kayla is in like a full Dynasty outfit. It's amazing. Yes. You guys, we've been talking about the past a lot. It's time to talk about the future. I've got someone here quite special. His name is Martin Lindstrom. He is harsh, but he gets results.
Cut to the book Brandwashed, which, hard to say, not the worst title for what he's talking about.
All his titles are pretty bad, though, because he has things like biology, like bi, B-U-Y-ology.
They're all gonna have
the ology of buying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's how gay I am. I was like bisexual. Like, what? I love it.
The Ministry of Common Sense.
Apparently he was kind of a big deal for a while. He was on Times.
Oh yeah.
Top 100.
He did. He also wrote an op-ed for the New York Times in 2011 where he talked about how people are in love with their phones, like, and then did some bullshit study where he looked up, like, oh, when we show people phones, their brain lights up for 8 people. And then scientists,
what a were bull. Like,
scientists were like, well, that's not how you do that. And also that love center that you thing is also where disgust is. So you're terrible. And they're like, why? How did the New York? You can go on Wikipedia and find that out. So, he shockingly kind of sucks.
Girls, you've done pretty well so far, but I haven't seen you on the front cover of a magazine recently.
Also, some of them have been. So,
yes.
The worst part about this is Tyra couches it as, you only had 15 seconds of fame, and none of you have done anything since. And
I'm losers. Like,
that's not true of any false. Of them, it seemingly.
So they're all going to get a word, which is their brand new brand. This word will be accompanied with a printed version on a card that's going to have a different font and a different background.
Poster board, a thick stock.
And a different font in the Tyron.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Also, he says, we all know words and companies. Like, if I said cowboy, you would think cigarettes. And if I said safety, you would all know what car. I did research. There's no fucking, in 2011, no correlation between safety and what car.
No.
This is wild.
Either he was talking about a commercial that had literally just come out and that was their big thing. But yeah, the worst part about this is when he said both of those, I was like, well, I didn't get what either of those were.
The first one, I was like, sure, duh, Marlboro. Yeah,
the Marlboro man.
But then car safety.
Cool. Huh?
And then he brought a fan survey?
Who? I know that in a moment, this is a bad negative thing for all of them. This is the dumbness of Top Model.
Oh my God.
I
some this of is these exchanges so, are so gorgeous.
I love, this is what I wanted from All Stars. And so yes. many of the exchanges are the models being like,
no.
Yeah, the thing that really makes it is that none of them care what he says.
I love it. Except for Bianca. Unless it gives them permission
to be assholes.
Assholes. Also, they're sometimes they're brands, but they're also values.
But I'm sorry, the exchange of Lisa, do people trust you?
They should.
No, they do not trust you at all.
Can we please read these out? Because they are all gems. They are all gems.
I didn't
gems.
Write everything down word for word.
Oh, I have them all. Lisa,
well, then I can't help you, Alexander.
You're going to break every rule from now on. You think you can handle that?
And she's like,
constantly break rules? I mean, I think I can handle that.
Sheena, do people find you annoying? They can, yes. No. Are you sexy?
Yes. Yeah.
Smart?
Yes.
Not really. People see you in different light than you do about yourself. Your word is unexpected.
And then Sheena talks so much smarter about this because she basically discusses the model minorities myth.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Kayla, what is the one thing that is differentiating you from all the girls in here? Just one thing.
LGBT.
No. The stuff about lesbian rights was hip 5 years, 6 years, 7 years ago. Today?
Who cares?
So what?
And then when Kayla says that she was offended, I was like, uh-huh,
uh-huh.
You should have been.
Yeah.
So what? You need to move on. And if you can do that, you have a fantastic career. And then
and
we
this
get...
this is where we get the new theme song. No!
The Why hard here? Cut from offensive... like Kayla's disenchanted, angry, devastated face to this very up-tempo, completely new. I'll say this.
Hardcore.
I'll say this, though. Half of the theming of this, I love.
Yes.
Half of the theming, I do not get, because yeah. I actually love the song. I think it's fun. I like that it's... I do. Okay. I do.
You can like
the music. Sorry. Maybe Alexander and Hannah can give Jenna a talk. I like the song. I love when they fight and trade the crown.
Yes,
that's very cute.
I do not understand the cake imagery in the slightest.
The cannibalistic orgy that happens?
I couldn't figure out what they were. At first, I thought it was makeup. At first, I thought they were writing with lipstick. And
that's
then
what
Alexandria
Laura does.
Takes a big bite out of it. And I was like, well, I guess it's not lipstick.
And then I hate this what thumb where she clearly wipes
Hyra
nothing.
Spanks herself, wipes a non-existent fleck of food off her face, sticks it in her mouth, and offers that same finger from her mouth to the viewer and mouths silently, want some?
Because what are you offering them? You wiped nothing off, but even if you did, you then ate it and then offered them your
you
spit?
Taste my spit?
What's that? What's that? I hate this so much. You couldn't even put a CGI cake on her face?
But also...
Put
your own finger in your mouth offer it to the viewer.
I wish her finger had a tiny crown on it.
That's what she put it in her mouth and comes out with a crown and goes, what the?
Or just like all of the contestants super tiny just on the tip of her finger.
What's that?
Alex said your face doing this impression. You look so perfectly Muppet. It's so great.
I hate this. Just so every part of her in this is
Tyra. No, I don't love. But I, well, you know what? One Tyra moment I like. I like when she pushes the camera to the
yes
mm-hmm. the contestant mirror. I was like, there's some fun rock and rollness that I wish was there for her the entire time.
But she can't help but sexy baby it up.
The contestants are great. The camera yes. fighting over the tiara is super fun.
I agree.
It works.
And even a couple of the cake moments, like Laura at the very end with the heart and stuff, there's a fun editing choice where they take out frames so that everyone's a little like
jagged.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. I feel like I did need a flashing lights seizure warning, though.
That's a fair point.
And I can't say that I agree with you, JW, on the song itself. I also can't.
This music is like nails on a chalkboard for me. Also, it's the like, na-na-na-na-na-na.
I guess I just like that it was different. I like that for All Stars, they really did a new theme.
It's true.
They were like, we are going, because of all the changes they made, this is the one that I'm like, mostly successful to me.
Yeah.
Because if they had done another laser light show mirror thing, I would have been like, yes. Come on, guys.
The other thing that Tyra could have licked off her face was a fallen eyelash, and then she eats them, and that's the implication. Mm. She doesn't know to like blow them for like a wish. He's like, do you want some?
And then we go back to Kayla, who says, yes. What was my backup quote? As if the show needed to let Kayla have time to process this. She gets the word free, and then she says, I need to sleep on the word free.
But the super wild thing to me about giving her the word free is that that was her anti-bullying word.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But we're not going back to the past. Like,
you just stole the word from her.
But I'll, yeah, like, Kayla, you need to embody freedom.
I feel like you're splitting hairs by being like, no, not lesbian, not queer, but free.
Free.
Like, you're saying the same thing, Shen.
He also says, being a lesbian, that's not new, unique. Okay, dude. Straight, cis, white dude.
But on to Shannon. Are you a boring brand? Why do people think you're boring?
And then this is one of the few I wrote down, because Shannon's response is such a call out of the show's editing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Probably calls on my season one, I said three lines. I'm a virgin. I don't drink. I don't smoke. And I was like, wow, Shannon, really coming for the show, making you one dimensional.
There is one word you would like to own. Trustworthy.
And it she's means, like, yeah, whatever.
Sorry. The definition of trustworthy. It means you can never lie.
It's like he's gonna like ask them a riddle three.
No, it's like they're all like, getting look, if cursed with this word.
Just find me trustworthy. I'm gonna lie more because people already trust me. I don't have to earn it. I can say whatever I want.
When he says you can never lie, the way it comes out is you can never fly.
And her card, you don't see all of the poster boards,
which is devastating.
It is devastating. Shannon's has a blue sky and clouds.
They're just making Shannon be a literal angel. Like, she is the person you meet when you go to heaven.
Dominique, your word is survivor. Thank you.
Love.
Also, how the fuck are you going to portray that?
I don't know.
What? I mean, are any of these portrayable so far?
No.
Well, I feel like the portrayable ones are like daring.
Daring, sure.
Sure.
But it's just what she already was.
Yes. I know.
Allison, do you think people think you're annoying?
Nah, maybe sometimes.
Nope, they don't. Your one word is unique.
And the way the other contestants react, like, this is new information. Your word is unique. Oh, yeah, I see that. Wow. Oh,
breathing, what? Like, that's a good word. That's a good one.
To be fair, it's not a bad word. It's easy enough to, she just gets to keep doing the same photo she does.
Yes. Once again, this is what she walked in with from her previous cycle.
And then the read of all reads to Anjali.
Anjali, people, when we asked them, what type of produce could you imagine you buy? People said shoes.
I love then that she's like, what? Me?
But there's one problem. They say cheap shoes. Your word is persistence.
What did that have to do with anything?
Anjali, this is your third time on the show, and that's the only notable thing about you, right?
Brie, your one word is girlfriend.
And I'm sorry. If the star glitter sound is the one that kills Alexander, mine is the giggle that immediately follows the word girlfriend, because at first I was like, is that someone unhinged in the room who did that? But no,
it's every time. I also, and maybe I'm reaching, but I find having Bree's word be girlfriend is a little bit of a microaggression, and there's a little bit of like,
it felt fine lining. She recontextualized it so quickly.
So beautifully.
She did.
Like, I'm your best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm your bestie. I'm the person you hang out with. I'm the person you get advice from that I think it just gets flushed away. But yeah, I was like, There just had to be a better word.
Yeah. Right? Camille, Isis, and Laura get shunted away, but Camille's word and poster board.
Her poster board is such a choice.
Her word is proud, and they just mean Jamaican.
Yep.
Because it's a yellow green mountain and green.
On a yellow background.
Isis is inspiration. How are you gonna how are you gonna do that? And Laura's is lovable. And
with a big heart on the card. And yes, we will hear that kissy sound effect every time.
But that one makes me think that Laura's making the sound every time.
Mwah. My baby sister. Mwah.
Alexandria, I hate to tell you, but people think you are so annoying.
Yeah.
Because you say a lot of things.
No, it's the Alexandria. Can you say that one more time? Because it's the Alexandria part.
People think you are so annoying.
Yeah.
Because you say a lot of things that cut off, and there's no value in what you're saying.
Huh.
The one word you should own is tough. Now, here's my advice to you. If you want to be tough, you need to figure out how to become tough.
That was my backup quote. And tough is going to get a revving motorcycle sound every time we hear it. like it's leader of the pack.
But also, she already had tough. Her thing was tough California girl.
And then she says, my fans think I'm annoying. And it was literally like someone took a knife this long.
Why the specific length of knife?
And stuck it into my heart and turned it. I'm like, yes. Like, is there something, like, would it do something to you? Would it cause more pain? Like, why are you specifying the length of the blade?
I mean, I guess it's worse than small blades.
It's got to make it all the way into your heart, I guess.
Bianca, you have an amazing value. And that is candid.
Which has an underwater pool background.
I was about to say, why is the font water? And also, Bianca has a talking head about how now she doesn't have to hold back. Oh, I'm sorry. We were holding back before?
As we find out, yes.
Yes. And Bree certainly knows that she was, because Bree is so excited that Bianca has been unleashed.
This is your future. You're going to think about it every day. Every step you take, every piece of clothes you put on, good luck, thanks.
Weird.
And if we never see Martin Lindstrom ever again, I will be a happy lad.
That being said, though, this was unhinged. Such a great segment.
The hottest nonsense.
I loved it. Oh.
And Camille and Bianca says, oh, my word is candid. I guess it's literally time to manufacture some drama.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get a shot of Camille and Dominique. Great pairing, I feel like.
Yeah.
Love that.
Chilling on the bed, talking about these words. And the show tries to make us believe that they're talking about Bianca, when the only time we hear about Bianca is clearly a voiceover from a talking head.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we know, because Dominique can't fake when Bianca tries to call them out, and Dominique literally doesn't know what she's talking about.
We've seen Dominique act before. She's not good at it.
Nope.
So, and like, of course, Bianca centers herself in this whole thing.
Well, like, look, Bianca decided to play the show's game.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to stay on the show, I get why you would be like, oh, this is what you want me to do? Okay, let's do it. Let's just fucking do it. Let's get into it. This is clearly why I'm here.
Then why is Bree screaming all of a sudden?
The shit gets real!
Just is Bianca's hype man?
I think Bree's having a little fun right now.
I do too. But my favorite part of... So, yes. Bianca's describing... They were talking about me behind my back. Well, what did they say? It doesn't really matter. It's all irrelevant. Because they didn't really say anything. Like, this is me being like, because they didn't really say anything.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant what was said.
And then when she says, put the caution tape around my bed because I'm about to go off... I love the imagery. And then
this is the wild part of this whole thing.
We're talking about the kitchen conversation,
yes,
right?
Well, hold on.
When Dominique comes in the room and Bianca's like, I know you were talking about me. Don't try it with the deer in the headlights. Dominique goes, wow, that was deer in the headlights, though. Because I had no idea what you're talking about.
I loved it. I love Dominique's true confusion about what's going on. Downstairs later, when everyone is redescribing this to everyone who is not there, I love that Lisa, holding her own poster board word, goes, Bianca changed into a different person because she's got this now?
Yeah, it is a bad look when Lisa is looking stable.
I also loved Camille's line reading.
Yes, yes.
So she's up there being candid.
backup quote.
Oh, just dripping with disdain. It's so good.
But Camille's dramatic. So we head to Siren Studios, and we love being at a studio. Thanks, Jay. What are you talking about? Y'all,
this entrance that gets no applause. No.
They showed the shot of the exterior, and I was like, wait, is Siren Studios open? Did you break onto the roof?
My husband, fun fact, my husband shot a flu mist commercial at Siren Studios with Tia Mowry.
Oh,
yeah.
Love. So when they announce via Miss J and special guest Ashley Simpson walking out,
interrupting.
It's tie overs.
And then we get a definition of what a tie over is. It is a Tyra-inspired makeover.
Which doesn't even sound correct.
Oh!
Well, Laura's just relieved that it's not a literally Ashley Simpson-inspired makeover.
I love her theory that Ashley Simpson was modeling.
My favorite part of this whole thing is Mr. J trying to explain why Ashley Simpson is here. And with the question to Ashley Simpson, and with music, isn't a look so important?
We need to get on the same page about what is happening.
You know, canonically sound-based music.
And then it's like, when are we getting new music out of you? A question she was not prepared for. She's like, well, I'm definitely in the studio. Shut up, Mr. Jones.
My representation did not agree with this.
Spoiler alert, no music was incoming.
No, I know. Like, I know.
She's on Broadway. Leave her alone.
Did you know that Ashley Simpson now goes by the name Ashley Nicole Ross? And no. Ashley is spelled differently. Huh.
Wow, she really rebranded.
She is with a Y.
Look, she's always changing. She's always changing her look. She's changing her name.
This is what I need to talk about. Because we've just been told in this episode, you need to brand yourself and you need to be the brand. Mm-hmm. And Ashley Simpson comes in and says, I'm constantly changing. And it's like, what is it then? Is it constantly changing? Is it not changing?
Well, her brand one thing? Is change.
Versatile.
I love how many times they reemphasize that she's on Broadway. Mm-hmm. Yes. And she was Roxy in Chicago. This is a real credit. I'll say this. There is something about the dorktacular energy that Ashley brings that's very endearing to me. She is not here to make fun of people.
No.
She's not really here to do much of anything.
But she's on their side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is always
honestly,
nice.
Honestly, she takes a couple of digs at herself, which I was like, good for you.
Yeah. The ADR about spa furnishings.
Garfield International and Paragon Skincare Systems.
Is this Britney's medical spa company?
That's why she had to be eliminated first. She's like, they're like, Britney, we had someone drop out last minute. We need you to fill in. And she's like, I'm going to need you to rent $20,000 worth of medical spa supplies.
What monster makes their employees wear shirts that declare their love for them? Dr. Tess from La Jolla, she does. Dr. Tess is the innovator of baby Botox. And you might be thinking, does she put Botox in babies? No, she doesn't. She instead does. Yeah, I was too. Incremental Botox.
I think my baby just needs to be a little lift. Hotter.
Yeah. I know you said totter, but I heard hotter. And I was like, my baby needs to be hotter.
Look, Hollywood's really cutthroat for babies.
There's an interview about baby Botox where she's talking with Eden Espinosa.
What a bad name. Like, every time you say it, it sounds like you're just making fun of it and not saying the name of the thing.
They also have Bella Cures, a nail salon, and on their website, they say that nail polish speaks louder than words, and we believe in sparkle. It starts from the inside and manifests as a twinkle in the eye. Sometimes it even starts on the tip of your fingernail and manifests your heart.
I'm just going to be over here at the salon manifesting my heart sparkle.
Why do all dermatologists go by their first name? It's never like Dr. Sound more approachable? Johnson.
Yeah, it's like not scary.
Hey, what about Dr. Zizmore?
Yeah, there you go.
That's not their first name.
Zizmore Jones.
I'm Zizmore Martian.
We also have Zeba Beauty, who does eyebrow threading. Fun fact is Zeba introduces threading to the United States in 1988, and she was there to work. That woman is very like, I don't need to talk to anybody threading these eyebrows.
I kind of like that they got, especially since some of them barely got hair makeovers, I appreciate that they got all these other things, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
It looked like they were getting some teeth stuff done, too.
Yes, it did.
But it didn't look like Dr. Edgardo Falcon Jr.
He's too good for the show now.
Yeah. It seems like Alexandria is going to get last cycle's top 2 second makeover. Short hair.
The disembodied way that she talks to, I think it was Mr. J, but she was like, I'm open for anything. Oh, it's going to be short. Eyes just kind of rolled back in her head. It was Alexandria puts on, remember that submissive voice you talked about a lot with her? We all discussed. It's in a weird area now. I think she's trying so hard now that she knows that people booed her to be so likable that it's turning into this like invasion of the body snatchers moment. Yeah.
But I gotta say, this haircut is so good for her.
Oh my God.
She was giving me Cameron Diaz with this haircut.
I mean, the end result picture we get soon might as well have been.
We also meet for a brief second Loretta Nero.
I thought this whole bit that Bianca was doing about the difference between weaves and extensions was actually very sharp and biting and funny.
Me too.
Not true.
I know, but I think it was just like banter with Isis. Yes. It didn't feel like...
Yes.
Y'all, when Sheena got her makeover originally, did we get any inkling that it was traumatic and that she literally lost clumps of hair?
Well, I remember in the recap, Alexander mentioned that was... So they pulled footage from their recap episode for this. And I love that Sheena just says, makeovers, me, trauma, no thank you.
But how dare they try to exonerate Tyra's association to Sheena's hair?
Not Tyra approved.
Out? Yeah, I was going to ask, was that in the recap, Alexander?
No.
Tyron? No. Interesting.
I do love... from Miss J, the expression, girl, you know I'm as full of shit as a Christmas turkey. Okay.
What does Miss J stuff their Christmas turkey with?
A poo-poo. But I kind of get that. I kind of like, oh yeah, you just stuff a turkey with tons of stuff. I love that expression. Because the bit is that they're pretending like they're going to give Sheena a makeover. Right. And Sheena's like, are you though?
Are you?
Because I feel like we know what happened last time.
But you know what? Sheena Chan Moonves says, I didn't expect the unexpected.
I love that Lisa goes, for me, what would be daring is keeping the link. Hilarious.
Wild.
I love that she tried it.
Immediately, I'm getting married in 2 months. Okay, there it is.
I think Lisa's hair looks bad. Lisa's hair looks like not real. There's something very,
You mean pre-makeover?
Yes. Like what Lisa came with looked like bundles of hair had been
put into it didn't look particularly healthy.
No.
Like it looked like someone who's done a lot of bad shit to their hair who then grew it out a lot and it just didn't look.
I think she looks better afterwards.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved her stylist being like, I will cut your hair.
Oh, Yoshi?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to cut all my hair off? I will cut it off.
I'm going to.
Not here to debate. Not here to debate.
And everyone is annoyed already by Alexandria. I love it.
This little exchange between Bianca and Isis. She's loud. I heard her.
What's also like everyone else agreed not to be quite as group screamy. It feels like everyone else is like, guys, we're not doing that anymore, right? Like, y'all, we're not adults. Doing that. And then Alexandria, it feels like, this is so stupid. It feels like Alexandria got there late. Like, everyone else had a group decision about how they were going to conduct themselves while on the show, and Alexandria just didn't get there. And I know that's just my brain saying that because she's cycle 16.
I think this is weirdly one of the times that Mean Mr. J has actually worked.
Mm.
when mm-hmm. he is talking to Lisa about yeah. the hair.
Yeah, and he's rough too.
He's
yeah.
really mean.
Yeah,
it's like it doesn't work because he. It seems like he knows now how to get what he wants from these people because he's already worked with them.
Yeah.
Yes, and like it feels like to get through to Lisa, you have to take that tone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they're fully going to reset Kayla. They're like, we have to go back to Rhett. And then I love, famously redheaded for a long time, Ashley Simpson going, Rhett's an easy change, though.
You remember won't have to have it for long.
Remember It'll Melrose Place Ashley Simpson? It will come out. I honestly love that. That was her and her most yes. endearing. Like, no, Rhett, you best. Can change that to a lot of things.
You already have dark hair. It's barely going to show.
Yeah. And it does. It barely mm. shows.
Yeah. It just looks like a nicer color, a deeper color.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like a multi-dimensional color is
put yeah, like not Lisa. Like her color was a little from the box.
Box, yeah, yeah. It was yeah. all at one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
here's Brie. Our makeover drama.
Yep.
Poor Brie.
I will say what they say they are going to do to her, and what they do is incredibly different.
Yep. Yes. Also, I
it's
found
like
out
they
some...
pitched it to her to get started and mm-hmm. just lied to her.
Yeah.
I found out some tea on mm-hmm. Brie that perhaps. There is a chance Brie had a fructis contract at the
I'm
time.
I'm sorry. My brain just went. I'm so sorry that I'm about to do this.
Brie tea.
Your hot takes. Your baked Brie. I'm sorry.
No.
So glad we took that month-long break to get back to this place.
To really revitalize our comedy chops.
So she I'm had sorry. A contract that was hair-related?
Yes.
Mm.
And she was... very worried that that would cause a lot of problems because
well, and she did
like
say
that,
she literally had the haircut for the check.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get why she's upset. And also because, yes, they basically said, oh, we're just going to shape the sides. And then they go near
gone,
skin.
Gone, up the back. Yeah.
And then she runs off to a bathroom, newly changed from men to women.
Yep.
And there's a rare super behind the scenes producer subtitles mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. we're really getting it, and I can feel it when she goes, I was upset when they cut my hair, now I'm at rage. And I was like, oh, that producer better leave the bathroom.
I also thought it was really interesting that she was like, I want someone to call my aunt and mm-hmm. she's gonna come get me.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
this
yeah.
felt very calm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, even when she walked off, she was someone like went to stop her and she's like, I'm gonna take a minute.
Yep.
Like, please leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
It felt, like I said last episode, it feels like there's more self-assurance and like knowing yourself a little bit more and how to and get still get your point across.
Well, and I thought there was something real, like, it's a little cheesy, I guess, but I thought there was something really beautiful in her saying, the only way I can own being a girlfriend is if I'm a girlfriend to myself,
mm-hmm.
is if I'm taking care of myself. Like, I liked it.
The sentiment is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she has to use her branding words.
Yes. Yeah.
It feels like she said it. Like, she's like, I feel like if I'm going to be a friend, I need to be a friend to myself. And they're like, great. Can you say that again? Instead like of friend,
girl
say
friend. Friend?
Mm-hmm.
Brie, did you mean girl friend?
Can you hold up the sign? Do you have the sign? Do we have the sign?
And then it was so weird to hand hot dogs out to models getting their teeth cleaned.
You mean... no ordinary hot dog, known as a hot dog to the stars.
I'm not a regular hot dog. I'm a cool hot dog.
Miss J posing.
Hot dog to the stars.
Miss J posing with them was great, though. Just the eyes fluttering, the blinking. I also love that Dominique was like, well, I'm going to eat this hot dog.
Also,
I've been sitting in the salon chair all day. I am hungry.
America's Next Top Model dog sounds like it's four actual dogs.
Would watch the show. Would watch it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Now, let's talk about this, because they are going to have a photo shoot with Pink's hot dogs, but also they have to, quote, keep their brand in mind when they create their own Pink's signature hot dog. So I ask you, what would you put on a Survivor hot dog? What would you put?
It's just the hot dog on a stick.
Yeah, coconut.
What would you put on a persistent hot dog? These is so...
Honestly, an inspiring hot dog.
Okay, for unexpected hot dog, you know what I would do? What? Hamburger. Because Pink's also sells hamburgers.
Oh, hey. Right? Great.
I just love that that was... What a dumb layer to
that
this.
That is nothing. They don't bring it up at all.
You gotta sell yourself the hot dog while eating it and keeping your brand in mind altogether.
What do you guys like on hot dogs?
Oh, I just go ketchup, cheese.
Okay.
I'm a mustard on a sausage person, okay. Generally
yeah,
speaking.
Yeah, I'm like a mustard, maybe some relish.
Yes, I agree.
Let me read to you some of the toppings that Pink's Hot Dogs offers. A flour tortilla wrap, okay. French fries.
I'll put French fries on a hot dog.
Yeah,
grilled,
I've seen people do that.
Grilled steak.
That's another meal.
Guacamole. Seems wild on a hot dog. Yeah. Okay. And pastrami.
I will say this. Wait, did you say pastrami or like pimento? You said pastrami.
Pastrami.
Because I will say this. I've had pimento cheese on a hot dog.
Sure. Oh, I would absolutely eat that.
Change your life.
I would even delicious. Eat. I like a chili dog sometimes. They're really messy. But I can get behind a chili dog with onions and cheese.
Yeah, we all got influenced by Sonic the Hedgehog.
There is a bar in downtown Jersey City called Wurst Bar. That's just all variations on Wurst and hot dogs. And like you get some like fun exotic stuff that's delicious.
Oh, you said Wurst Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I heard verse like a versatile person in the bedroom, and I was like, what a weird, that bar just sounds like it means everyone's welcome.
They also have a Giada De Laurentiis dog. Ooh. Which is a 9-inch stretch hot dog, sauteed peppers, onions, mushrooms, chopped tomato, shredded mozzarella cheese, and then it says, that's Italian.
Stretch hot dog's a fun phrase. I only thought limos could be stretch.
Hey, what about goals?
And basically the celebrity hot dogs are just what they order.
No, Hannah doesn't get to get by with that. Hold up, Hannah. We've let you get by with a lot of stuff because we missed you.
Armstrongs?
Because...
Go on, Alexander. Hot dog.
I was going to tell you the Martha Stewart dog.
Do it. I want it.
Yeah, that's
it.
The stretch. Stretch the hot dog. Stretch it.
Stretch the hot dog.
Okay.
I told myself I would make it through All Stars.
The Martha Stewart dog, she came in and ordered a 9-inch stretch dog with mustard, relish, onions, chopped tomatoes, sauerkraut, 3 strips of bacon, and sour cream.
That is too many
much
toppings.
Stuff on a hot dog.
Too much stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know if either of you have ever been to
Pink's. Guys, the hot dog has to be the hero.
I have never been to Pink's.
You don't need to go. They're fine, but people think that the line is part of the appeal. They're dumb. If you think a line is part of an attraction, you're a bad person.
I'm always the kind of person who, if there's 2 options and one has a shorter line, I don't care the quality difference. I'll always go shorter line.
Yep.
Oh, you can also get onion rings on your hot dog.
Oh, that sounds fun, actually. I would eat that.
The photographer is Ricky Middlesworth.
Oh, my. I love the extra. I looked up a lot on Ricky.
Of course you did.
My first gentle can get it of the cycle. Mm-hmm. I love that Mr. J starts saying, and Ricky's all about timeless elegance, timeless glamour. Glamour. I said glamour, Mr. J, and you're going to mess it up. And I
for
said
this
glamour.
Shot.
Oh, I know.
Well, if you look, it's very similar to Celeste from the previous episode. If you look up Ricky Middlesworth's, and he is still a working photographer who is working as
and
Reese.
A cat dad.
Yep. Yeah. And also shaved head now. Looks very nice. This is the style. These photos, again, if they wanted the style, they got the right person. And here's my favorite credit of Ricky Middlesworth. In his bio, he also recently shot Mariah Carey's holiday menu campaign for McDonald's.
Huh.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Love it. What was on her menu? Do you remember?
It was like cookies or something.
Oh, great. Love it.
Ricky also won an international gallery competition through Smashbox Studios.
Love it. Love it. Love Ricky. He was nice to everyone, too.
Yeah, he was fine. He was
very nice. So far, we've had a lot of very, like, pro contestant photographers, mm-hmm. which is a breath of fresh air after last cycle.
Now, I need to talk about, before we get into the pictures, there's a stylist. Her name is Jada Fitzgerald. But there is the makeup person who has the best name we have ever come across. And that name is Craig Beaglehole. Beaglehole.
Fantastic. Never change. Don't you Ashley Simpson away that name.
That's your brand.
It's also weird that we don't get everyone's toppings. If we've made such a big fucking deal about what's on everyone's hot dogs, we don't get a Tyron. We don't even see everyone order it.
They basically only show it to us when it's interesting.
Do you really want to watch Camille try to justify what she put on a hot dog when she has not, when she hasn't even thought the word hot dog in 15 years?
There is nothing more Camille to me than her calling Laura a hot dog eater. Or being like, yeah, it's natural for Laura. I haven't eaten one in 20 years. Laura eats one every day, probably.
My favorite is her taking the big bite and fanning her mouth at the same time.
I'm eating. Nom, 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 nom.
Why? This is something I definitely do.
The host production putting a lion's growl under proud for Camille. The fuck? Fuck, y'all. I mean, that's weird.
I guess it's because, like, all I can say is that a group of lions is a pride, but nothing.
I get that, but you don't need a sound effect.
Well,
I'm not even saying it's overtly offensive. It's just so weird. Stupid.
Also, what was wild and stupid was having Laura come up and show Camille how to model.
Especially when they're like, show her how to do the hot dog. They don't give her a hot dog to use. So it's just Laura standing there licking her arm.
Which this is giving vibes of the Carl's Jr. commercials, yes, that they had to pull because they were so gross. Did you know about the Hugh Hefner one?
No.
Where he gummed a hamburger and people were like, disgust. Yeah. And they're like, please remember that.
Yeah. I will say the one thing I like about this is something that's like very commercial modeling. And like most of these look like some sort of ad.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We did not see Anjali's tie over. Nope. That's a great color for her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love that hair color on Anjali.
I love Sheena saying to the stylist, this is gorgeous. Is this by designer? I'm not sure if she was like, is this by a designer or is this like designer? Mm-hmm. Just one word was wrong in that sentence. And yeah. I love little, what are they called? Malapropisms?
Yeah.
When something like that happens.
She also adds rose petals to her unexpected hot dog.
I mean, it's not expected. Could you see them? No, you could not.
How can you eat a hot dog and look unexpected and it not be horrifying?
Yeah, right?
Because it's like, oh, there's a finger in mine.
Unless she did a classic, like, Sheena thing and, like, went upside down and lowered the, like, hot dog into her mouth from above.
Surprise!
Also, Alex put mushrooms on it.
Oh, gross.
Alexandria looks so much like Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
This is just Cameron Diaz.
But this unhinged crying about how happy she is about the haircut.
She's never cried so happy.
It's like she's accepting an award that doesn't exist.
And then Kayla does terribly. Kayla can't figure this out. And to be fair, like, again, how do you make a hot dog free? But
no bun, no toppings, just hot dog.
One of y'all's opening quote of Laura being like, how do you make a hot dog gay and lesbian and free? Yep. I love that even the other contestants are like, they still mean gay.
I would just toss it in the air. It's free, Nick.
No, gay hot dogs. Gay hot dogs.
And look, we haven't gotten, I'm sure we'll get into it with Lisa D'Amato, but the whole moment of, I created the skinny little bitch.
Love this.
No bun. Eating a hot dog with no bun would probably be difficult for somebody who isn't daring. You know, I she's like, oh, I'm going to take the show at face value and do it better than the show is doing it.
Lisa is here to play the game and win.
Yep.
Yes. It is weird that Jay wraps the hot dogs, but not the models. That's a wrap on the hot dogs.
He did say that. It was super weird.
When we're back at the house, this is when I realized we had no Tyra mail.
No, we got Skull mail.
We got a Skull.
No, we had no
Tyra original Tyra mail.
Yes, sure, indeed. Sure, sure. No.
We had no suspenders.
I guess probably because, honestly, I think they went straight from makeovers to...
Sure.
Because these makeovers weren't quite as lengthy, I think, as a lot of things. There was no one who
there
went
was
like,
no
to
There was no announcement.
Blonde.
There was no good fairy of the makeover. It was... Yeah.
Yeah, but it was most of them got their hair cut.
Yeah,
if at all.
We do get glitter rain transition screen,
but no more behind the scenes prejudging.
No,
that was high fashion.
Thank God.
I liked them. I liked them too. Yeah. I thought they showed they were overly scripted, but I actually thought it was a nice transition from just hard cutting from Skull mail and some post discussion to the panel. And like, usually it was when they were done well, it was Tyra at her most like pleasant and goofy.
Sure. I also just liked the acknowledgement that it's a TV show.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of silly when I say it out loud, but
no,
the model tries to sell itself as the real world so often.
Yeah,
that it was nice to get an acknowledgement mid episode of like, here's the thing we're creating.
Mm-hmm.
The suspenders are here to stay.
Yep.
Because this is now just the new jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Still's not wearing them right.
No. Also, the tie will never be tied correctly.
Which is a shame because I actually kind of like the tie on Tyra.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And I think like it's also a tie. Yeah. And if she wanted to, like, it'd be a cute pun on her name, I think go for it.
I'm not here for Ashley Simpson's heart cut out in the middle of her dress.
No, not my fave.
Preferred her other outfit with the bow tie.
Yes, a little leopard bow tie I thought was cute.
I thought that was cute.
And then everyone looks wild at this panel.
Everyone was like, we got a word.
When you're an all-star, you do not wear a top model basic. Some of them looked cute.
Very few of them.
Very few. I thought Bianca notably looked cute.
Yeah.
In a kind of a sailor-inspired sack dress moment.
I really liked Bianca's dress.
Mm-hmm.
Dominique is up first.
Her hair did look amazing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like... Here's what I like about Dominique's, and I think they kind of mentioned this too. It does have that story of...
She's hungry.
I snuck off to get this.
Yeah, it looks very real to me in a way that's fun.
Yeah, because a lot of these are like glamorous outfits, quote unquote.
Sure.
So to me, it is that kind of story of, even though, again, they weren't doing this because they were doing a weird branding word.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like, I snuck off from my fancy thing to go get pinks.
Or it could be first hot dog eaten in 6 months. First food eaten in 6 months. I don't like the treatment of, number one, they're on the Walk of Fame, but also the toppings. Weird. Toppings are like
all over the
on
floor.
The floor.
Yeah, we didn't want to mop in between shoots, apparently.
Like, it's so. And also her little toes peeping out from under her dress.
The length of the dress is unfortunate, but I think her modeling.
I generally like
I think
it,
she's
though.
She's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's a moment.
Yeah. Story, character, it's all there.
Story, all there. Character, you got it. Nah. Photo, right? Guys, what are we doing here? But her word is like survivor, right?
Yeah,
like
survivor.
Yeah.
Again, but how was she ever going
to
do that?
She's needing to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
Over malnourishment.
Yeah. Malnourishment. Bianca is candid.
I mean.
Wow. Is candid easy to convey? Shocking.
Look, is this candid? I don't know. Is it a great photo? Yeah.
Her smile continues
yes.
to just be one of the best smiles in top model history.
This dress is wild, though.
But she's pulling it off.
I think
it's weird. And this isn't really her fault unless she just ran out. But she's not got a lot of hot dog.
No, she's holding like a lipstick size.
It looks like a lipstick. Especially because she's like smiling. So you're like, yeah, you put on your lipstick. And you're like, yeah, look at my lipstick.
This was fully my favorite of the day.
It's top three for me.
Yeah,
easily.
It's just
easily.
Really good.
Shannon is next. And what a weird dress they have put Shannon in.
They were like, Shannon, your word is captured, trapped.
You
can never lie.
Such a bottle.
This belt at her knees. She's like, they've hobbled her.
You can't tell where her legs are. This is going to sound like such a dumb critique. her left hand. She's holding the hot dog at the wrong angle. Yes,
I agree.
But did they all like snap the hot dog in half?
I guess it's just because slowly but surely they were taking real bites and they just ran out of hot dog.
But were they eating from the middle?
No, but also if you look at her, this is even wilder, Hannah, because she's holding the not cut part of. So she's theoretically split it in half and then eating from the not split half.
Yes.
And then Nigel goes, I guess I trust you. Sure, it's a trustworthy picture. She's another person, though, that just great smile, tons of teeth. But
I don't trust that she could walk in this dress, though. So.
No, I don't trust that she can leave.
I'm fine. Everybody, I'm fine.
She's leaning pretty hard on this counter, and there's a reason.
Did y'all watch the original Beverly Hills 90210 at all?
Yeah,
I did.
Do you know how, like, when they were trying to figure out what to do with Tori Spelling, so they started giving her, like, bits where every time there was an event, she ended up in an outfit that she couldn't move in, and it was supposed to be, like, Donna's comedy?
Mm-hmm.
That's this dress.
Yes.
She's like, I'm just propped here on this counter. I could totally move if I wanted to.
Camille's photo is full camp. She is so proud of the little hot dog toot that she just made. And you know what? When she said, when they're like, I don't see proud. And she goes, I'm proud. That's the Camille I want.
I know. You know what? This is, I really have styling notes. I wish if they were going to give her this essentially mustard yellow dress that the shoes were ketchup red.
Yes. Right?
They also don't fit. Look at the back of that shoe.
Oh my God, it's so big.
But like, oh my God.
I do think it is so funny that she has taken not one bite of that hot dog.
She's saving it for Laura. Oh.
She's like, it's not going in my mouth every time it comes close. She's like, huh?
It's like clearly so over the top, but I really don't hate it.
That's
because
what I mean. It's so wild.
Yeah.
You caught me about to eat a hot dog. I wasn't going to eat it.
And then she went, and she went, Laura is next. And I am uncomfortable looking at this photo.
The chili on her leg doesn't help.
No.
No.
No, it
doesn't.
That
is a specific placement of a specific thing that I don't
know. I know they say that it's too sexual, but for me, it's too cannibal.
Yes.
Yeah, this reads very Vampire Diaries promo shot or something.
She's also really giving me Courtney Love with the refurbished hair.
Uh-huh.
Which is not a bad thing.
No.
She does, when they say lustable, I'm like, that's kind of funny. I'm okay with that as
except
a critique of this.
Except that Tyra gilds the hell out of that lily by calling her Miss Lovable Lust Dog.
Oh, it's our first gilded quote from Hannah. All Stars Gilded.
I love
gilded.
A gold flower.
I do love the moment where as she's walking back, they're like, did Wanda Sue make that? And she fully went, spins around. Yes, she did.
No, she knows how to sell herself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this psych was made for someone like Laura.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Isis is next.
Who made her dress, apparently. And it's cute.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I just didn't know that was a thing that Isis did.
Well, that's why she and Allison did a
artist high five.
Oh, that's true.
This photo was not great.
No, I also, and maybe it's just I'm sensitive to it now with Isis. It feels like they purposefully chose this photo to be like, I don't know.
I don't know if we're being sensitive or not. I'll say it's got such a different vibe than the rest of the photos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like this one, again, if her word was what I wanted it to be, which is like cool, I think I could get where she was coming from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If she was given, it feels like this is going to sound a little silly, but since everyone was trying to embody a word theoretically, it feels like she was given a very different word because the pose in the picture is so specific.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that it's one of the few ones where the person's just eating it though.
Yes.
Yeah.
But actual, like it's
the way
in the
a human would actually eat a hot dog. Yeah,
exactly.
But also, I know we've seen it in now every photo. This clapboard that doesn't even look like a clapboard that just says Hollywood.
Squiggle, squiggle, squiggle.
Very weird.
Yeah, but this is a bottom photo, unfortunately.
Yeah. Kayla is next. You can't see half of her face.
Kayla's judging outfit. Look, I'm fine with an oversized button-down shirt over denim shorts. Like, that is a classic look to me. It's very, like, Brooke Shields, Calvin Klein, whatever. but then to take a red cord, wrap it,
borrowed it from Alexandria,
around your hips, over the shirt, not through the belt loops, takes like a very like fine classic outfit and turns it insane.
And this photo's biggest crime to me is just that it's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting is her hair looks really good in it to me, the color at least.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave her, again, I wish their shoes were like mustard colored because yeah. she has this red kind of ketchup-y dress.
That is one terrible, that is a terrible dress.
Ugh.
And I'm sorry, this is, again, I'm kind of criticizing how they hold the hot dog, which is, again, but that's what the photo is. I'm going to give myself that grace. The fact that it looks like she took the hot dog out and was just eating the bun.
It's free choice. Of hot dog.
Oh, well.
Also, when Tyra's like, what you could have done is this. And it's like, that? That's not posy? What you just were like, ha.
Get the hot dog free.
I wish you had thrown the hot dog.
I actually kind of appreciated Ashley Simpson's more like, you know, one version of free that I think of is like kind of that hippie laid back idea to it. Because yes. she's basically just saying this is too stiff, which it is.
Yes.
Ashley, I'm sorry. I know that she like doesn't make a huge impression. I found a lot of her critiques.
Yeah, I agree.
Kind of good.
Helpful. On yeah. panel, she's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Allison is next.
Love this Annie Hall look for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's her. Like, she's not going to serve you anything surprising, but she knows what works for her.
Yeah.
Her word is unique, not surprising. I think this photo's fine.
Yeah.
Why are there multiple? This just isn't a thing to multiple. Me. Why are there multiple?
Sucking chili off the arm?
Yeah, I just have never gotten wrist chili. It's not a thing I've ever gotten.
I guess if you're trying to stand up and hold a hot dog far enough away from yourself so it doesn't fall on your clothes, you could end up with chili down the wrist.
I will say this, though. I love the styling on her.
She got the best outfit.
Yeah. And her hair looks really nice.
And I do think it's a little bit of a different look for her. Mm-hmm. Which is nice.
And I know
like a different face.
Y'all aren't usually the big hair over half the face people, but I think it does kind of work.
It
here.
Works for I agree. This photo.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps that Allison's eyes are double the size of most people. Yes. So you're still getting a lot of eyes.
Because she can get away with it.
Yeah. It's just the wrist licking is such an odd.
I don't like it. Alexandria is next. And this is my favorite photo.
It's really good.
It's so good.
It's again, not tough. It doesn't no. need to be.
Also, she has a full blanket on her for some reason.
It's like a weighted blanket yes. shirt.
My biggest question is the fire hydrant.
It's in every photo.
Yeah, but for some reason, it's because
she's in red and she's next to it.
Prominent.
But, oh, I think there's more of it also, though, maybe. If you maybe. Look at some of the other photos.
Yeah, it's not usually quite. Anyway, but I like this.
I think I
like,
yeah, it's also look. It's because it almost looks like she's sitting on the fire.
Yeah, this is very. I got caught in a moment, and I'm gonna make the most of it. It's mm-hmm. it's got a similar kind of attitude to Dominique's, but I think taken to the next level. I do think her left arm is a little like oddly placed.
Sure,
but
I think it's
very
tough.
Charming.
It is charming. It's yeah. tough because she was so strong. She squeezed all the hot dog onto the floor. I don't know. She does. She looks like a movie star, and I realize yes. that also is that she looks like Cameron Diaz. But there's something so relaxed about this,
and like that, glowy.
Yeah, I think she really wanted this haircut. Mm-hmm. Was really happy with it. Sheena is next.
Another great jumpsuit.
Oh, she looks stunning.
So good in person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
This is unexpected because I don't know which leg it is.
Yeah, this is not a good photo.
But also, I
it looks like her first photo too, because yes. like yeah. she's so little hot dog is anywhere.
Yeah, and the hot dog is so neat still.
Yeah. yeah, I also it's like I feel bad for Sheena because her specifically was always told hoochie 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 too sexy too sexy, and it's like you're giving her a hot dog to shove in her face, and if she had done anything near it, I feel like she was like not gonna do it.
And when she did unexpected sure. poses her first cycle, when she went out there with stuff, she always got told that it was too sexual.
Yes.
Yeah, and we saw some of that during her photo shoot as well. Mm-hmm. Like, because she was trying to like eat it from the middle and do like quirky things, and Mr. J was just having none of it.
Well, we know Mr. J doesn't like Sheena.
Yeah. Eating it from the middle could have been fun too.
Yeah,
seriously, a cute little ooh kind of thing.
Like it's in your cord or something. You're just like, yeah.
I will say this. It's not a successful photo. Her face is undeniably just pretty.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She's got some nice wind in the hair, too.
Mm-hmm. Angelie is next.
I don't know if this is controversial. I do not like this photo.
I also do not like this photo.
She looks real stiff.
I can hear this photo.
It's just, like, it's the step her right.
Valentina.
Her right hand is like hovering.
Yeah, the hand is what gets me. And the foot is hovering too.
Yeah.
It's like she's like a villain on a Dora the Explorer type show. And she's like the hot dog thief. And she's like,
it looks to me like she's trying to get on the stool and is scared she's going to fall, but she doesn't want you to know it. So she's just going to smile through.
I don't like
Maybe it. This is just me who has a hard time getting up on bars. Maybe I'm projecting.
Yeah, I also, when I saw this, I just wrote, I don't like this. It's just tentative. It's not persistent. that sounds ridiculous. But like, I don't.
But talking about their branding words makes all of these sound even dumber.
And yeah, they're also modeling hot dogs. So like, this is dumb. We've said it now multiple times. Every time I'm like, you know what? We can be silly because they're
modeling
silly.
Hot dogs.
They're modeling hot dogs and words.
And brand words.
Lisa is next.
Okay. Tyra's response to Lisa's outfit of "My country tis of thee, sweet land of Lisa D," was actually pretty great.
That wasn't bad. Super That's one fun. Of her better ones. I don't like the amount of food in Lisa's mouth.
I hate the amount of food in her mouth. I hate it so much.
And you know what? It is the brief, but I don't like it.
It's the brief, though. Like, I'd put it in the top half just because, like, it does have a daring joyness to it. The only thing
But my question is, because I don't remember all of the photo shoots, is this just what she's going to do every week?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's also kind of what she's being told to do.
I know. I'm not really mad at Lisa doing it because it's literally what she's been told to do and she wants to win. But it's just frustrating.
Yes. And I would say, think of if you were Pink's hot dogs and you were told the hot dog you have to promote is lettuce, guacamole, and a veggie hot dog with no bun. And you have to show this photo with it in her mouth.
Food in her mouth.
Also, too much food in her mouth, sure. But also, there's no hot dog left in her hand.
No, she's just holding lettuce and guacamole.
It's just lettuce and guac.
I don't like looking at this photo.
No, I don't like it. I really don't.
And finally, we have Brie.
Who's going to get a lot of attention at panel. Because she comes up still upset about the contract she's just ruined. And she, in Tyra's words, has a sadness about her. And she explains, I think, very thoroughly and calmly and nicely. And not that she needs to be all those things, but she does all those things. That she's like, when the last time you guys saw me, well, most of you, I was a teen. I can't give you that anymore, but I can give you a darn good 25. And I'm like, wow.
Well great,
said. Yep. Amazing response.
And then they mock her
for
trying to show growth.
To her face and behind her back.
Yep.
And then she produces a very average photo.
Yep. It's not the worst.
Yep. I mean, it's weird
in
to me
that
she's...
In the words of G-Sucks, I ain't saying it the best, yes, but I ain't the worst.
I feel like it's odd that she looks like she's talk about lipstick. It looks like she's finishing up a hot dog lipstick. Should this have been a hot dog lipstick?
She's also gripping like this stool.
She's like using the hot dog as a napkin where it's like, oh, let me get that excess sauce off my face with the hot dog. And then
this shoe is wild. What the
and
fuck
it's
is
interesting
on this shoe?
To me that she's wearing the earrings that she clearly owns and they just let her wear them as the styling.
And once again, why a purple shoe? And the ketchup and mustard bottles are right behind you. Right?
The fact that so many of them had red or
yellow
for their outfit and yet didn't have the shoes to go along with. And then that's not even throughout it, because looking at all of them, a lot of people just got purples and silvers. So it that's wasn't weird. Even like it was themed. Also, if it's called Pinks, how come more of them weren't in pink? Half the reason I like Bianca's photo is she's the only one wearing what you could call a pink. Mm. Really?
Yeah. Also, Tyra's impression of Brie. No,
not
thank
it.
You.
Nope.
Private Chambers.
Right before Private Chambers, which I'm glad we're doing for this cycle, is I love that Camille was told, we skipped over it, but it's not that big of a deal, but Camille was told to kind of repose because pageant. She is still holding the new pose
yes, she is.
When the lights go down. And that is the Camille that I know.
I did not have a lot for Private Chambers. The one insane thing to me is Tyra and Andre saying that they like, I believe, Angelique's photo because she looks like a European lady.
Yep. That is Angelique, because they also say that she looks like Melania Trump.
Or Sophia Loren.
Or Sophia Loren.
It's the oddest thing to me. But I did like my first real Top Model math moment. Mm-hmm. When talking of Brie, Tyra goes, she's saying, I'm not that 17, 19-year-old girl. Oh, not 18?
Oh, no, because 17 magazine. She's not that 17, 19-year-old girl.
Uh-huh. They're so confused about her extremely reasonable explanation of why her personality's adjusted.
Also, they believe, because Kayla's word is free, that they can now start evaluating her emotions and mental health and personality.
Sorry, this just to get back to the Brie thing very quickly, because it just kind of gave me a mini stroke, is that the whole thing nominally this episode was, we're looking to the future. We don't want you to do what you did the first time around. We're looking to who you could, like, your future career and how you're different now. And Brie is like, okay, yeah, it's been 6 years. I'm a very different person and I want to show you who that is. And they're like, Brie,
we don't want that.
What are you thinking?
No.
Why are you so sad?
I love that Ashley Simpson is like, Bianca needs to win. She's too pretty. Like, Ashley is like, have you guys seen Bianca? Bianca? So pretty?
But then we have an actual what the fuck moment is happening.
You know who wasn't really for this? Ashley Simpson.
No. Ashley's like, what? What?
Am I next? What's happening?
So Tyra blackmailed Nigel into growing out his hair for this bit.
Uh-huh. Do you think she assumed that it would look bad?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Also, the timeline shenanigans of, like, when this took place, like, how fast his hair grows. Does he have to buzz it every day because he wakes up like this every day? And then for Tyra to, on TV, just buzz the middle of his hair.
While holding his head so close to her bosom in a way that made me uncomfortable on for three different reasons.
Tyra.
You're bringing that razor awful close to your own boob.
Yeah, and like, I'm not a Nigel fan, but yikes. This was weird.
Very much so.
And then, before they went to commercial, apparently, they bring the contestants back in so Tyra can show off her bit. And she says that Nigel decided to lead by example, and I cut his hair. But now it is time to cut one of you.
Commercial.
Commercial.
They haven't figured out commercial placement in this cycle.
No. So Lisa gets first call out, and Pinx was not ready for this.
I would have given it to either Bianca or Dominique.
Or Alexandria.
Alexandria.
Sure.
Bianca is second.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandria is third. Laura is fourth.
I have to say that so far, both episodes, our fourth call out has been wild.
Wild. Yeah. Then Angelique.
Would have been near the bottom for me.
Dominique.
Finally.
Shannon, right down the middle.
Shannon's was fine.
Fine. Allison.
I liked Allison's enough.
Me too.
I probably would have switched her and Laura, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Like, that's a good call.
Isis.
Yeah.
Brie. And then, how dare they? Camille.
Okay. You know why I'm glad they dared? Because when she walks up to get her photo, she does the most gorgeous, languorous, few wiping sweat off her brow. Like, it is a stunning dance move.
Performative at its finest.
A stunning troll.
Yeah.
She all but literally said, phew.
I love Camille more and more. Every moment.
Yep.
Is so, it's like not even rude. It's just like, she hates this.
Yeah.
It's also important to note that Tyra's forgotten how to say Alex's name. Because she said Alexandra, and I was like, forgot where that I is, huh? Also, she's in her most whisper lately. It's getting very Allison.
Kayla. So Sheena and Kayla are in the bottom.
Sheena, because a star needs to be better in their photos, better in their movies, better in television.
I would disagree that that's what
in person.
I disagree. I feel like star quality is usually reserved for people that, like, have it.
I do. Like, if you were actually judging a modeling competition, which we have been explicitly told is not happening this time around. Models are supposed to look better in their photos than in real life. Like, that's a thing we've heard a lot. But. The rewriting of Kayla's history on this show, which they tried to do during her original cycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And are doubling down on here by saying that when Kayla first came to the show, she was in a shell and scared to tell the world who she was. Just fully wrong and
as
not
the
true.
Bully word photo is behind Tyra, where you wrote queer all over that woman's body.
And when she quote unquote came out on the show, it was the most casual, matter of fact, comfortable with herself moment.
Not even bi.
I hate this so much. This, we fixed you, Kayla, but now you're broken lost. Again.
Yeah, this whole journey so far for Kayla has seemed so mentally unhealthy.
Yes.
Like, for some reason, Kayla feels like the only one that wasn't prepped in some way for what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, no, I'm not, it almost putting feels that like blame they prepped her for the opposite thing. It almost feels like they're like, you're coming back on to represent the LGBTQIA community. She was like, great. And then when she got there, they were like, actually not.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. I would be fascinated to know what they told her when they were picking her for this cycle, because this is just not... It's interesting that with both of our LGBTQ representation, Isis and Kayla, it feels like they actually treated them just a little bit better on their first cycle than they are now. And that is just an odd de-evolution. Saying they were treated amazingly the first time, but...
They didn't treat them amazingly, but they mostly allowed them to tell their own stories, speak for themselves, use their own language. And now that they're trying to give them this brand, which they are not qualified to do.
And are removing any queerness, you know what I mean? They're removing that from both of them.
Yes.
It's becoming too generalized. Now it's just confident, free.
Inspiring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sheena escapes top model. Yes.
The best
mostly
thing
unscathed.
Sheena.
Yeah, I think so.
Called out the show, and the show was like, we need to get rid of Sheena before she says something else.
Yep. That's what it felt like. So are we ready for a Sheena update?
Always.
Sheena Sakai, that we know. I almost don't have to say the last names anymore.
Right. Yeah.
In 2016, she was cast as the character Sue on the Starz original series Power. And I was like, oh, is that one episode? She was in 7 episodes. Oh,
good for Sheena.
Amazing. And she got engaged in 2020 and very recently went on her honeymoon. And her, at the time of us recording this episode, third most recent post, she... seems to be a picture of herself on the honeymoon. And the caption is, by the grace of God, I've been so blessed with the women in my life who I have the privilege of calling sisters. The only one missing is my wifey, McKee. We love you and held you in our hearts. And then the first response is from McKee being like, I'm so sorry I wasn't there. Like, blah, blah, blah. I love you so much. Their friendship is still alive and well. And they are, you know,
quite
wifey.
Close.
Like, super close. There was an interview that I suggest people looking up. It's only 7 minutes long, from Rich Fofo, which we've described in the past. And it was right after All Starz. Rich interviewed Sheena. And she actually says that she doesn't think top model is bad if you're a commercial person. She was like, I've gotten positive stuff from it, basically. Like, I think it's helped me. I think if you're a high fashion person, the industry doesn't take it seriously because it's a TV show. For me, I never got that. Sheena's Tyra impression always goes British. Hilarious. She implied a stipend. She also mentioned that in her contract to come back to All Starz, she refused to get a makeover if she came back.
Ooh.
So that was her negotiation.
Good for her.
Good planning on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm sad that we're not going to get more Sheena. I am happy that Sheena didn't seem negatively impacted by All Starz, that we got just a little bit more from her.
Sheena seemed quite savvy and was like, I'm probably not long for this world, and I'm gonna say something before I leave.
Yeah, I feel like she came, looked gorgeous, took two average pictures, said her piece about some stuff in the modeling industry and the world and society as whole.
Got out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And refused to let them touch a hair on her head.
Good.
And if you refuse to let us touch a hair on your head.
Smart.
Ooh, I want to touch it. I want to eat it. Taste it.
Smart. Don't let us do that.
You should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. You guys have been really great about, we are doing pretty well on Spotify, doing a little better than a celebrity version of this show. So that was pretty nice.
We love hearing. Thank you for all the ratings. We're still a 4.9 on the two biggest platforms and have reviews on like every single one. And like, that's so, I'm glad y'all who are listening still enjoy us.
Yes.
Because I still enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm. We love hearing your hot takes, your iced tea,
your pink's dogs,
your pink lemonade.
Are they barking?
You can reach out to us at podleam@gmail.com or look at our website. See where our PO box is at, mm-hmm. at podleam.com. You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I'm hanging out on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok at JWCrump. Okay.
And be sure to use the hashtag podleadum anytime you do so that we know that it's you, not some other podcast that doesn't do research about what podcasts are named.
We, just so in case, because Alexander loves to set something up that no one has any idea about, and we love it. About once every 6 months, someone's like, I came up with the best name for a podcast ever, Podleadum. No one steal it. And we always just like politely link it under. We don't want you to move forward with this idea.
You're only hurting yourself, baby.
So for Podleadum, I have been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.